Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Michael Voss, a software architect at Intel, as well as Robert Gava, senior principal engineer and compiler writer at Intel. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Thank you.
Why don't we just start with introductions, because this is the first Chip Chat for both of you. Michael, do you want to go first?
My name is Mike Voss, and I am an architect in the software and services group at Intel, and I work in a team that does threading runtime libraries, things like Intel Threading Building Blocks and the OpenMP Runtime Library. And our goal is really to provide libraries that developers can use to express threading and parallelism in their applications without having to go really low level and manage all the threading details themselves. And so I've been with Intel since 2006, working in various roles within that team.
And Robert?
Hi, Robert Gava. I've been at Intel since 1990. I've been working mostly in compiler-related projects from code generation to language extensions for parallel programming. And in the last 3 years, I'm working with customers, mostly focusing on the financial services industry to make parallel computing happen. We are working together with the top-tier customers in the financial services industry and helping them parallelize their code. As we do that, we find some new opportunities to improve Intel's tools. We bring that feedback back to the teams, including Michael's team that are implementing these tools, and we join forces with them on finding the sweet spot between what the tools can do and what the customer would like to see.
Where is our customer base in terms of driving parallel programming models, and where do you think we are in terms of the broader industry's knowledge on parallelism, implementing parallelism, and the importance of driving performance capabilities into next-generation applications with parallelism?
I think within Intel, we have a lot of expertise in parallelism. We have a really strong team in compilers, in threading runtime libraries, in MPI, in tools for parallelism. So I think within Intel, we are really at the forefront of parallel programming. I think, and I'm sure Robert would attest to this, one of the challenges we have is getting customers to, first of all, recognize the importance of parallelism, although I think increasingly people are becoming more and more aware that parallelism is important. And then choosing models and strategies for doing parallelism that will scale as new architectures are available. Part of what we do is we provide these tools and we provide consulting with customers so that when they choose to embrace parallelism and modify their applications to use parallelism, they do that in an effective way, in a way that is future-proof, that can allow them to scale as new Intel architectures, new architectures become available.
Looking a little bit back, as Intel have been growing the core count very slowly, the software side of the transition was not taking place. Even with 4 and 8 cores per node, the deployment model was not changing. A few years ago, we started seeing customers responding more favorably and making the investments in our solution for parallel computing consisting of the core count, AVX, and the memory hierarchy. It's a big effort. It's a multi-year effort. It's by no means done, and it's continuing. At the same time, some of our customers have also been responding to the fact that GPUs are providing hardware solution for parallel computing. The tricky part there is that the software architecture to exploit the GPU style of parallelism is different to the software architecture required for the CPU solution for parallelism, again, based on multi-core CMD and memory. So there's a choice. Either they follow the GPU software architecture or the CPU software architecture. And of course, we have to show a robust roadmap of growing support for the core count as well as the programming tools.
Obviously, Intel has a tremendous amount of investment in helping the broader software ecosystem adapt parallel code into their programming models. But one of the things that we've delivered that has had a lot of value is TBB. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So TBB is a C++ library akin to something like the STL. So it's just a library. It doesn't require any special compiler support. If a compiler is a C++ compliant compiler, you can use TBB. And what TBB is, it's really a collection of capabilities that can be used in a parallel application. So it has things like generic parallel algorithms, like parallel for loops, parallel reduce, pipelines. It has a interface for building dependency and data flow graphs. It also has a set of concurrent collections, like concurrent vector, concurrent hash map. It has some low-level primitives for locking and doing timing in multi-threaded applications. It also ships with a work-stealing task scheduler, which provides really good performance and is able to make good dynamic runtime decisions for scheduling and balancing load across the system. And it also has a scalable memory allocator that ships with it. So it's really a collection of capabilities that a user can use in their application, and they can all be really used independently of each other. So for example, there's ways with TBB you can express parallelism, but let's say you're using just native threads. You can still take advantage of the concurrent containers or the scalable allocator. So it's something you can really pull pieces in as you need to use them. And the whole goal of Intel threading building blocks is to raise the level of abstraction so that users don't have to think about threads and mapping threads to cores. They just express at a higher level the parallelism that is available in their application. And the TBB runtime library takes care of breaking that parallelism into tasks, scheduling those tasks onto the available resources in their system, so the cores or hyperthreads, and manages the scheduling of those across the device to try to get maximum performance. And one of the advantages of something like TBB is because a user is not hyper-focused on the low-level details, they've expressed their application in a more general way. And so as new hardware becomes available, as the number of cores increase, as frequencies change, their application is still expressed generally. And so we are continually tuning the threading building blocks library to perform well on new architectures. So their applications can scale and continue to scale as new resources and new processors and machines become available.
One customer advantage of TBB that I like to reinforce in addition to what Mike was saying is the dynamic scheduler. It is not necessarily the case that a single programmer knows all the work that is going to happen in an application, especially when it is composed of many different components, each of which has parallelism inside it. When a programmer is using TBB instead of OpenMP, that design consideration goes away. They are not supposed to even try to design it so that all cores do the same amount of work. They just decompose it to tasks, and TBB scheduler make it so that all cores do the same amount of work. And by moving some code from OpenMP to TBB, we saw huge improvements in performance because all cores were able to keep busy all the time as opposed to waiting for the others to finish the current state before being allowed to move to the next one. And it's an inherent advantage of TBB.
What kind of customer benefits have we seen in terms of the adoption of TBB on their workloads?
So we've seen it adopted in a number of application domains. It's done really well in visual effects and animation. There's, in fact, a book, Multi-Threading for Visual Effects, that's published by CRC Press, where a number of engineers from various animation and visual effects companies wrote a number of chapters on how they do animation in their industry, and TBB is just found throughout that book. It's done really well there. We've had success in financial services, in healthcare, computer-aided engineering and design. It's really found success pretty much in anywhere where C++ is being used and where parallelism is needed to get the performance that's necessary. So anywhere where high performance is needed and C++ is being used, TBB has really found customers that have found it useful.
If we've piqued the interest of folks, is there a website or other place that they can go to find out more information?
Sure. They can go to threadingbuildingblocks.org. They can read documentation there. They can read blogs there. There are some links to videos there. And you can also download the open source version of TBB there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.